I saw this and I thought, do I really want to bring this up or not? But I thought, well, I will, just so you know, and maybe I can find something positive in here, especially since around here we know that this one-time Detroit Tiger great, so much a part of the 1968 legendary World Series championship team, and a man who achieved something in a baseball season that has not been done since 1968 and probably will never be done again. I'm talking about winning 31 games. I'm talking about Denny McClain, who, as I said, is a Tiger legend. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
But
and
around here,
Chesting, not so popular.
No. Yeah, everyone might remember the Pete Packing situation, where Denny McClain became, he was part owner, if I'm not mistaken, but ended up being convicted of embezzlement of the pension fund and spent 6 years in prison. So around here, I don't know, Denny's name is not remembered fondly.
Yeah, not revered.
Yes.
not at all. Well, before I get into that and tell you what he's up to, I just wanted to go back to what I said. And just taking the baseball statistic itself, I mean, because pitchers aren't pitching in four-man rotations anymore, and because they're removed from games where you used to not be removed, and if your team came back and win, you got the victory.
Yeah,
I just don't see a pitcher how they're going to ever win 31 games, 30 games, let alone 31.
I think you're right.
Just not going to happen. So for whatever that's worth, he might hold that record since 1968. Wow. All right, so I noticed this, and it was online, I think, Detroit News, might have been Free Press. Sometimes I mix up the two Detroit papers, that he is going to be holding an estate sale, Denny McClain.
Oh, really? Yeah. Selling some of his souvenirs?
Yeah. Going to be held at his home in Wixom on October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Says here from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. I guess that means each day. And he's going to be doing a little hosting online, if anyone cares to tune in. He's 76 years old now, and he is going to be auctioning off some sports memorabilia, mostly from the 1930s through the 70s. Some of the memorabilia that's his own, and some from his late wife, Sharon, who, by the way, her maiden name was Boudreaux. She was the daughter of former Cleveland Indians shortstop Lou Boudreaux. So he's got that tie there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the items it says up for sale, including his framed 1968 Detroit Tigers baseball card collection, his framed Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle signed photograph.
Oh, some people like to have some of these items.
That might be worth something. His framed, and I don't know what this is, but it sounds interesting, Don Russ Hall of Fame Diamond King Hank Aaron puzzle signed by Hank Aaron.
Oh, wow.
Some kind of puzzle.
Yeah.
But with Hank's signature on it, the value of that puzzle just went up. A framed Mickey Lolich 1968 baseball card. And Denny McClain will also have some signed baseball gloves. And it says here, again, I think of the time that he spent in prison, signed baseball gloves, license plates.
Oh, did he make some of those?
He probably did.
Not only autographed, but also manufactured.
Yeah.
And he will be live streaming a podcast of the auction. And if you're interested, not only could you find this memorabilia that you could apparently bid on, but you could also purchase some other autographed items for just $25 a piece.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
So is he downsizing or is he in need of money?
I think he's in need of money, probably.
Yeah, probably more in need of money than downsizing.
I don't know what kind of pension he had or still might have through baseball. Exists. I don't know. I was looking for somewhere in the story, though, where maybe perhaps some of the money might go to further help those that were hurt in the
Pete Packing pension.
Nothing so in here about that, though.
I doubt it.
He went into prison twice, right?
Yeah.
Was the other for drug trafficking?
I'm trying to remember what it was. Remember, he had some in baseball. He had the gambling problems.
Yeah, the gambling problems, right.
The association, and he did spend some earlier time in prison, but for the life of me, it escapes me right now.
Right. But the embezzlement, that happened later.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was after.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's had a hard life. His health has never been that great. You know, he put a lot of weight, and his daughter, who was tragically killed in an accident, too. That happened. So, but nonetheless, he still did wrong, we know here. I remember when that it was announced that he was going to be a part of the peat packing, you know, this new ownership coming in that was going to sustain the peat packing plant, and it was going to be, wow.
Sounded positive at the time.
It really was. Mm-hmm. You know, news conferences held, we covered that, and everything was, you know, wonderful, and then...
they drained off the assets.
Turned real bad.
Right.
Real bad, so...
Well, I mean, I don't know. I bet you there are some people who would say they would still wouldn't get this memorabilia from him, but I bet you there are, especially baseball enthusiasts and, you know, what, amateur historians who probably love to have that stuff.
Yeah, no, I don't deny that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly some great stuff here, too. You know, you separate, and how often do we have to do this sometimes with people, you know, separate they may have done personally to what they have done professionally, or ways they represented the game so positively, or maybe the way that they represented their profession so nicely, but...
Yeah.
Found ways to personally hurt themselves.
Right, right.